Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Stop paying full price for prescriptions and medication. Visit Chemist Outlet. Outlet prices every day.
You're listening to Saturdays on the Coast on SEN Track.
Yeah, welcome back. Saturdays on the Coast coming to you live from the Greenpoint Chemist Outlet store. We've got the Lions Club out the front. Lions Club from Greenpoint Avoca, who have done an amazing job this morning. They've got a sausage sizzle going. So come on down and support these guys. They do a great job for the community. In fact, some of their local work involves cancer for kids, the Children's Hospital up at the Central Coast there at the Gosford Hospital and Coast Shelter. So a lot of the money that they raise through their hard work and campaigns in terms of sausage sizzles, etc., certainly going to great causes here on the Central Coast. So well done to those guys. Scotty's there. His name's Alan, but you'll work out very quickly as to why they call him Scotty with the accent that he has. But we're going to be joined by an absolute legend right now, a man that has competed at the Aussie titles in terms of the surf lifesaving with well over 120 gold medals. I'm going to call it right now. Let's give him a standing O. Paul Lamont, welcome to the show, mate.
Oh, thank you very much, and thanks for the clap. But I've been doing it for that many years now, but the medals add up after a while.
They certainly do, mate. You must have a shrine somewhere that is dedicated to all those gold medals. Just absolutely amazing. You managed to pick up three gold medals, or five gold medals at the event this year. Is that correct?
Yeah. Three individual and two team events, which was really great. My main focus is the Ironman, and to come away with that win was fantastic. But as you know, an Ironman consists of a swim, a board, a ski, with a little bit of running in between. So you're training those other events as well along the way, but I don't specialise in them. Like, I'm an Ironman specialist, which actually helps me do quite well all around.
Yeah, Paul, Gary Birkinshaw here. Congratulations on another fantastic carnival. Championships
Thanks,
were held up on the Sunshine Coast. How are the conditions this year?
That's another thing. The conditions were, there was some big surf actually, or well, surf that made it more open, which even made it more difficult. Like, I could have quite easily ended up with without any medals in some of my events, because surf can be really, it just depends on your draw, but things seem to work out for me. But the surf was pretty, there was a bit of a wave. For the Masters, it was a good 3 to 4 foot swell. And one of the days for the Opens, it was up to 5 foot. So, it was pretty testing conditions, and it required a lot of skill and reading the surf.
I would imagine, Paul, there's a lot of hard luck stories that come out of the Aussie titles with people who, you know, like you said, you know, reading the, the swell, reading the ocean, reading the waves, and understanding that people would have been ahead with, you know, a couple of hundred metres left and then get beaten on the line because of a wave or whatever it may be. So I'd imagine there would have been plenty of stories like that afterwards.
Yeah, absolutely. One that really stood out to me was in the open ski, where a guy, I'm good friends with his father, Rob, Fletcher Armstrong, led the open ski basically all the way, and a wave, about four or five came through on a wave, and he ended up out of the medals, and he was clearly the best paddler there, and things like that happen all weekend, and it's definitely character building, and that's happened to me before as well, and that's what happens sometimes. But it's probably one of the reasons why people's coming back as well, because you think sometimes you're not quite as good as someone, but you're always in for a chance if things go your way, and and nature's on your side, so to speak.
Yeah, I actually watched that race, Paul. It was quite amazing how that ended up turning out with that wave. And when you're talking about the conditions there, does that take a lot of surf craft to actually, obviously surf craft will come into being able to read the waves. Would that be fair to say?
Yeah, in a way, but there's times too when you can just be unlucky. And he was unlucky, and that's happened to me on numerous occasions before. I was beaten in the Ironman on the Sunshine Coast one year. And, you know, things fell into place for the other guy. I'm happy, was happy for him, but that just happens sometimes.
Paul, do you, doing most of your training at Terrigal, where it's relatively flat, how do you adapt and change, or do you head to other locations to actually work on that type of skill when you're referring to what you're talking about there?
Yeah, a lot of people don't realise, but in a nor'easterly swell, Terrigal can get a little bit of a wave, can get quite a good wave. But we're fortunate in Terrigal that we can just have to paddle like 200 metres or 300 metres up the beach, and you're on the bend towards Wamberal or even up towards Wamberal.
Yep.
And that's one of the most open beaches on the coast. So I know that as a coach, I've actually taken squads up there before. I've taken them up on purpose so they can get up and develop their surf skills by going just a couple of hundred metres up the beach. And it can get, you know, some really good waves up there. And in fact, you go up towards Wamberal, and as you know, Wamberal is one of the most exposed beaches on the coast, and it can be pretty wild sometimes.
Yeah. Just ask the owner of those houses how wide it can
be.
Yeah, it's exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mate, I just want to ask in relation to other good performers, Fletcher Armstrong being a local guy from the coast here, some other strong performances from guys on the coast. Can you talk us through some of those?
Yeah, there are many good performances throughout the weekend, but one that really stood out to me was in the under 17 surf race, where Jacob from Ocean Beach, he won. Exceptional. Jacob Falconer from Ocean Beach, he was fantastic, and very talented swimmer, and the best the coast has seen for quite a few years. He's a tall, lean build. I reckon that was an exceptional performance, just pulled it out. Another one that I sort of expected, but was really good effort. It was from Natalia Nat Drobot from Avoca. Yep. She was exceptional. Yep. She won the under 19 ski and won the under 19 double ski with Devara Marshall. They were two outstanding performances to me. So they were some of the outstanding performers to me, as well as there was no Central Coast in the Open Ironman final, but to see the New South Wales clubs come 1, 2, 3, 4 with Dan Collins from Redhead winning was fantastic. And Kendrick Louis, who's in his getting towards the end of his Open career, he's in his 30s now, he came second. And the Newport boys, Charlie Verco and Jackson Borgs, Jacko got third, fourth. So
Paul,
New South Wales 1-4 Open Ironman. How good's that?
Yeah,
excellent. So how did you find the competition this year, Paul? You're in the 55 to 59 year age group of this year. Is it getting more and more competitive every year?
Yeah, it is. The thing is, I competed as a 56 year old or so this year, so I'm at the bottom end of that age group, which is to my advantage. Like I was, some of the guys were 58, 59, which when you get around that late 50s age, it's a big advantage if you're at the bottom end. And
yeah.
I think my results reflected that I'm at the bottom end of that age group, and people have to realise that, which reflected good results, and it does make a difference. But to me, the Masters competition overall was very strong because they had big numbers, which is great to see. And what you want, the numbers were fairly big. Like in some areas, like they were having heats, quarters, semis, finals of craft events. You know,
right.
So which means it's in a good place, and particularly Masters, and it's great to see.
Mate, my mate Steve Allen sent me through just some info in relation to some of the other strong performances, one of them being two-time Olympian Lockie Tame, who was brilliant again, winning two gold medals, including the double ski. And as Steve had put it, the blue ribbon event, the six-man Taplin relay. So a big performance there from the local guy who's from Avoca, who's gone on to bigger and better things.
Yeah. Well, he actually, he competed for Burley Heads Mowbray Park, and they actually won the Taplin, and they had four people who were originally from the Central Coast who were in that team, like with he paired with Pete Mitchell as a ski paddler, and Jimmy Kosh, who was in Shelley Beach, and then one of Terrigal's ex-members, who was a Copacabana nipper, Corey Fletcher. So they had four of the six, and they've all gone to Queensland clubs, and that's what we need to do. It's good if ideally it'd be good for surf sports if people could stay in, but they can achieve a lot by staying in their own clubs. But however, there are reasons they need to move on as well, and we have to respect that. But it just shows that we've bred some really good talent here on the coast.
Yeah, mate, it certainly is the case, and it's a shame to see them competing elsewhere, but really good to see them performing to the best of their ability.
It's really great to see them performing and catching up with them again. Like I actually was able to catch up. It was great to see Lockie again. I actually met Pete and I have a chat with them while I was up there, and it was great. It's always great to cheer on the ex-coasties.
Well, Paul, mate, we are an absolute, it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you, mate, and congratulations on your 5-medal haul at the Aussie titles, mate. An amazing performance, and I dare say this time next year we'll be calling you again, and there may well be a few more gold medals added to that tally. Just a phenomenal record, mate, and something you should be extremely proud of.
Yeah, thank you very much. Look, if the body keeps going, I'll keep going. But, every year at a one year at a time. And, we'll see what happens.
There he is, Paul Lamont, Masters champion when it comes to surf lifesaving. You're listening to Saturdays on the Coast, coming to you live from the Chemist Outlet store at Greenpoint. For discount medication, choose Chemist Outlet. Outlet prices every day. We'll be back shortly.
Stop paying full price for prescriptions and medication. Visit Chemist Outlet. Outlet prices every day.
You're listening to Saturdays on the Coast on SEN Track.